Seattle has lots of aspiring musicians, but there aren't many like singer-songwriter Mindy Lind. She fronts a band called Inley. They play a fusion of rock and Americana called Alt Country. 2014 has been a great year for Mindy Lind. She opened for writer and actor Lena Dunham when the creator of the HBO series Girls came to Seattle. City Arts magazine chose Lind as one of the top 10 artists of the year, and Inley recently put out a new EP. Talent isn't the only thing that sets Mindy Lind apart, as she told Marcy Silman.
I was adopted into a Southern Baptist home, and I definitely thought it was God that I was falling in love with, and since realized that it was the music.
Did you sing in the choir?
I sang in choir my whole life, both in school. I sang in state choirs. I was in state and county bands as well. I was in marching bands.
Wait. You were born without legs, mm-hmm. and missing some digits on your hands.
Yeah. I have 6 fingers, and my right arm is actually fused, which is not something that people notice.
I looked at you askance when you said you were in the marching band a little bit earlier. So did you, I mean, how did that work?
Thankfully, I was a really good horn player, so it didn't matter that I just sat on the sidelines and played. But they had these features for me. You know, every marching band show has themes, and I think one year we did Batman, so I made my wheelchair into a Batmobile, and I ran across the field and did that. I had a bunch of solos, and again, thankfully, I was a good horn player, so it made a lot of sense that I was on the sidelines.
How many keys are in a French horn?
This is part of the disability innovation stuff that I really like. The reason I started playing horn, I was in third grade, and I went to a performing arts school, and they were like, choose your instrument. And it was the one that fit my body, honestly, because there's 4 keys on the left hand, which is exactly how many fingers I have, and then a bell on the right hand, which makes a lot of sense for a fused right arm. And it just fit my body naturally, and I happened to also be good at it over time.
What did your parents think about musical aspirations? What did people say to you?
My parents, I should say, are not the most supportive people in the world, but I will say that they grew up, like, they met in the Glee Club.
So they were musical.
They were musical. So when I was like, I think the French horn's really neat and I sure love singing, I think that was the one thing that they could totally get behind, and they were pretty supportive of that.
What was your sense of who Mindy Lind, teenage Georgian, was?
I always felt a little too big for the space that I was in. I didn't fit and I couldn't figure out why. I knew that I was a little different, you know, that there are some things that that I couldn't do. And it wasn't the stuff that everyone else was noticing that I couldn't do. Like, I was really curious about acting, but I didn't feel right playing parts when it was like, obviously, like if I wanted to play a lamb, like I'd be a lamb in a wheelchair. And I just thought that suspension of disbelief wouldn't work really well. And things like that. Like, I always thought like, oh, they're going to sort of see my wheelchair first, and that prohibits me from doing certain things. And in a lot of ways made me feel really out of place.
When did you decide, I'm leaving this place?
I was 23. I finished college and I just had a lot of courage and I left.
And you picked Seattle because?
I still don't really know. I heard there was mountains and water in the same place, and it seemed really far away from Georgia.
Mindy Lind is with me, and she's a up-and-coming Seattle musician with a band called Inley. So you're part of this music community, but you're also part of something that I hadn't heard referred to this way, something called Crip culture. Mm-hmm. Can you explain what that is, mm-hmm. and how that fits into the other part of your life?
Honestly, the word disability, if you aren't an academic or somebody who identifies as having a disability or someone who thinks about it in a really conscious way, that word tends to be really uncomfortable for people. And I know that because I ask people and I get presented with these statements all the time, like, you don't have a disability, but actually I do. And I think that word is really confusing for people. So I've my whole life been thinking about alternatives. I've had some really funny ones. I think at some point I called it the ableution. I'm really into this idea of adaptability. Most folks I know who have impairments aren't really thinking about what they can't do as much as they're thinking about how the heck they're going to do it. Parking spaces and bathroom stalls aren't handicapped. They are actually adapted to be bigger, to be more suited for wheelchairs. So I think that our words are a little weird and confusing and off-putting for people. So this word crip for me, as it also fits into the other parts of my life, is really radical. It holds a lot of culture. And I think that we've done a really good job putting in ramps and elevators. And I think that we have not included a conversation about culture for all of these people.
The band you're in right now is called Inly, I-N-L-Y, all caps. What does that stand for, by the way?
It's not that sexy of a story. It's just from the dictionary, and it means inward. And a lot of, actually, all my songwriting is really melancholic, and I like that. I like the of-the-heart connotation that that word has.
Keep me humble and whole. Keep me risen and growing. Keep my friends real close and keep us going, going, going. Just a shoe.
Is this year where you, who do have a day job, the curtains are pulling out on you musically? How does it feel from your perspective?
I mean, it's really exciting. I'm glad that we have an opportunity to be heard, you know. I think it's really interesting that a lot of the stuff that's come has come out of our videos. And I really love that. I love that we have a strong video culture in our music. I appreciate that it does have something to do with the fact that I have no legs, honestly. Like, I don't...
But you appreciate that?
Yeah. You know, I mean, of course, I want it to be, you know, that we're really... That people like our music and that they think that we're, quote-unquote, good musicians and that they're enjoying the sound that's coming out of it. But I don't have access to any... folks with disabilities who I know who are playing music or that are part of any, like, a culture that I can identify with. And for that to be out there, to be represented in music videos, I am in no way ashamed and really excited about it.
I wondered if you resented it, or if you thought maybe you were getting attention because of it.
It's tricky. I get really confused by it sometimes. And, like, do they want me because I have no legs or because I really enjoy the song? And I think the answer is always both. It's going to have to always be both. I mean, I do have no legs, and it's interesting, and it can be really interesting. And I think that maybe I could be someone that can give voice to that, and I'm really excited about that. And of course, I want my music to just be my music.
You are very out about who you are, and as you just talked about, the videos, I think it's Mississippi Misfit, where there's four sets of legs and then an arm, and that's your arm in these toilet stalls, which is actually really hilarious visual that starts off.
Awesome. See, I'm glad you like that. And that song, when I'm on stage, is just a song. And maybe if you listen to the lyrics, you might hear that I'm talking about the experience of, like, living a crip life. Or you could just hear it as a song, right? And I think that's been a really exciting thing to me, that we have these songs, and I really think they're good and special and they're fun to sing and all that stuff. And I got this opportunity to make a video about a crip experience that none of my peers get to make that stuff. And I do understand that, but it is not only unavoidable, but I think it's a huge passion of mine to use our music as a vehicle for talking about some of that stuff.
She's a Mississippi misfit, not much for clowning around the town. She's a small time queen, wears the biggest crown for mail.
Singer-songwriter Mindy Lind with Marcy Selman. You can see the Mississippi Misfit video and find out more about Lind and her band Inly at our website, kuow.org. Mindy and her band are going to be playing January 9th at the Tractor Tavern in Ballard.